This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode. Sorry we missed last month. I was busy hunting, and I don't apologize for that, actually. I was busy hunting so that I could kill stuff so we could cook stuff. Another episode of Cook Wild presented by Camp Chef. I'm with my boy, Mikey Castaneda, Chef Foodie Mike C, most decent chef in all of Wellington. No, I'm just kidding. Top 10 chef in America from the Food Network, and we are making
chili con carne.
Chili con carne.
It smells so good, too.
Yeah.
It smells amazing.
Let's teach them how to make it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome to Bear Archery's Hunting 101 podcast, where hunters new and old come to learn and find inspiration from stories of hunts gone by. Everyone is welcome to enjoy the outdoor way of life, and there is no better time to start than right now. So let's head into the great outdoors with your host, Dylan Ray.
Guys, if you've been around hunting at all, you've probably heard of a little company called Muddy. I have learned that if it says Muddy on it, I can trust it. From tree stands, ground blinds, trail cameras, to all the accessories. If it says Muddy, it's a name I can trust. I love their tree stands. I love their ground blinds. I love their trail cameras. The new Merge and their Morph cellular trail cameras, they're phenomenal, especially when you pair them up with a solar panel and they last forever. Guys, I would encourage you to check out Muddy for all your tree stands, ground blinds, all the accessories, bow hangers, harnesses, everything tree stands or ground blinds or accessories related. If it says Muddy, I know that I can trust it. Guys, I know the new Rage. The new Rage is these super light tree stands that cost like $400. And I'm like, well, why would I spend $400 on one when I can spend $100 and get four tree stands that are all going to perform? They're all going to be safe. They're all going to be comfortable. Guys, Muddy is the gold standard, in my opinion, for what a tree stand and a ground blind and trail cameras should offer you. So guys, go check them out. They are phenomenal. And I promise you, if you're shopping at a Dick's, Academy, Bass Pro, Cabela's, anywhere, if it says Muddy, I promise you it's a name you can trust.
All right, Mike. So first off, I just want to say today we proved not the concept, but we proved the versatility of Camp Chef.
Absolutely.
Cooking in 25 degree weather.
Mm-hmm. Snow, ice.
6-7 inches of snow on the ground still. Yeah. And we cooked our entire meal outside.
And so, that sucker is hot. Yeah. Like you, I have this as about as low as you can get without it cutting the heat completely off. So yeah, this sucker will work.
Now, when you texted me, when I was like, what are we cooking this month? And you're like, what do you got? I'm like, I got some backstrap because I just killed a deer.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, let's make chili con carne. I'm like, the heck is that?
Yeah. So this is a beautiful dish because it's cold outside. So this is a fantastic way to incorporate, you know, some comfort food, especially some Mexican comfort food. Mm. But it's basically like this delicious stewed meat. It's something that, I had growing up. I love, having like some potatoes with it. It's basically cooking meat with, some sort of like a salsa. And, we did potatoes, eat it with some tortillas. It's amazing because the chilies actually, I don't want to say cover up the flavor of the game, but it's a nice incorporation that you don't get so much game flavor. So it's another great dish that you can, add to your repertoire to to kind of make it to where, you know, you can
feed it to anybody. I feel like we say this every time. I feel like I say this every time. It just blows my mind how simple it was.
Yeah.
It literally took
minimal ingredients.
It took, well, I was going to say it took 10 minutes to cook.
Yeah.
Well, to prep and
to prep
to get on the stove. And it cost me this morning. I went to Walmart to buy the ingredients, $10.
Yeah. It's pretty cheap, and you can even do a cheater method. So, it's nice because you can make your own salsas. You can make it as in depth as you want to make it. But if you want to do a cheater method, you could buy like a jar salsa if you have a favorite one and kind of do it that way. It may not be as good, but there are some good salsas out there.
You want to use green chili verde salsa, right?
Typically, that's what I will do. I like to do like my own tomatillos, add some romas, do whatever peppers you like. If you don't want it as hot, I will use like poblanos, things like that. But if you like the heat, add some jalapenos, serranos, things like that. And it's going to give you some good flavor. Of course, you want to use onions, garlic, you know, cilantro, things like that. Season it up well. But if you don't have time or don't want to mess with it, you know, there are some good.
So walk us through a base like salsa recipe. Like how would you make the green chili verde?
So that's what I would do. I would
start. You had that prep before you got here.
Yeah. So roughly 10 tomatillos. I like to, sometimes I like to grill them or smoke them, but typically I will boil them. With like some jalapenos, maybe a Roma tomato, some garlic, maybe a little bit of onion. And then when I go to blend them, I'll add maybe a cup of water. I'll add a little bit of cumin, some chicken bouillon seasoning, like the powder.
Yeah.
And that's my go-to for everything. I put that in everything. And I'm sure you've seen me use that in anything but ice cream, essentially.
I mean, you could make some chicken ice cream.
I mean, it probably might be all right. But throw some cilantro in there, maybe a little bit of lime juice, blend it up. And then that's basically the recipe I have that we're using today for this. But basically, that's what we're doing. So we are taking this super hot cast iron because obviously, like I said, this thing is incredibly hot. I had it on like medium low and it was smoking. So I had to go as low as I possibly could. I had a little bit of vegetable oil. We diced up some of the backstrap, throw that in there, some all-purpose seasoning. And don't be afraid to kind of heavily season the meat a little bit because you're also going to be seasoning some of the salsa, the potatoes that are going to go in later. So, you know, that's not really a problem. And then once we add our cut up potatoes, then we're basically just pouring the salsa to the top. You might need to check it a little bit later because you might need to add a little bit of water if it thickens up a little bit. But then essentially you're just simmering it with a lid on.
How do you know at what point? Like, is that, how do you know what point is too thick? What point do I need to add something?
Just check it every once in a while. And if it seems like it's kind of getting thick and maybe sticking to the bottom a little bit, then you know to add a little bit of water, especially if the potatoes aren't done yet. So if the potatoes aren't done, add a little bit of water. And then once the potatoes are soft, then you know the meal's ready and then you're good to just eat it.
Guys, I am a big believer in custom built aftermarket strings. Basically, the moment I pull my bow out of the box, whether it's a new compound, a new recurve, a new longbow, I'm going to be putting a custom-built aftermarket string on that bow. At Dominant Strands, they're going to be using high-quality fibers from BCY, like a low-wax 452X. The low-wax content and the special way that they pre-stress and pre-stretch those strings and cables make for a very, very stable set of strings. They're going to last longer and they're going to shoot better. There's going to be very little peep rotation. There's going to be very little stretch over time. You are going to be a lot happier in the long term. You're just going to have a lot better shooting experience when you upgrade those strings to an aftermarket custom built set of strings. Plus, you can customize them any way you want. Now, I'm also a huge believer in custom-built strings for a longbow or recurve. Why? Because coming from the factory, they're not going to be using the highest quality materials. They're not going to be pre-stretching those strings over long periods of time. Whereas, again, if I call up Dominant Strands, they're going to build the best set of strings for that bow. I'm going to walk them through what I want out of that string, what I want out of that bow, and they're going to build a set of strings exactly to spec, out of the best materials for that bow. Guys, a custom set, the best string you could ever buy for your ring, recurve or longbow, is going to cost you about $30. That is the most bang for your buck that you can get when upgrading your longbow or recurve. You're going to get an incredible shooting experience upgrade for just $30. So I encourage everybody, the moment that recurve or longbow comes out of the box, upgrade it to a custom-built string. Guys, the people over at Dominant Strands, they are unmatched when it comes to their customer service. You're going to call them up. You're going to talk to your string builder, the guy that's going to be building your strings. He's going to ask you what you're looking to get out of the bow. He's going to ask you about your bow. He's going to ask you about your knocks. He's going to ask you everything about your bow setup so he can build you the best set of strings for your bow. Guys, I would highly encourage everybody, no matter the bow, no matter the manufacturer, to consider upgrading your strings to a nice set of custom built aftermarket strings. My boys over at Dominant Strands, they do it and they do it very, very well. Their turnaround time is incredible. Their attention to detail is unmatched. Guys, give them a call for your next set of strings and I promise you, you will be happy.
So are you, which also you had like a fancy tortilla too.
Yeah. So,
I say fancy.
I don't know how fancy tortillas can be, but, there is this brand of tortilla called, Tortilla Land. And, they really are like my grandma's tortillas. I mean, it is a tortilla dough and it's kind of like by the cheese. And, you basically heat these things up and they puff up. They're beautiful and they're delicious. And, they're the closest thing I've found to just making them at home, but you just, you know, buy them from Walmart or whatever.
Yeah. So are you, so after you, which I did, let me go back before Mike got here. I did soak the back strap, cut it up into fillets and soaked it in salt water, just to pull the blood out. And then we basically, we're talking 10 minutes of work and $10 worth of food.
Yeah. So, it, I mean, like I said, the smell alone of just letting that meat hit the hot pan and then adding some seasoning, I mean, it smelled incredible.
Yeah.
And then you let the salsa hit the meat as well and it starts just doing its stewing. And I mean, it's just, it's incredible. So, I mean, this is just an amazing dish. Super easy. It's pretty quick. And I mean, it's just classic.
Now you say you eat it with tortillas. You're not making it like into a taco. Like you're just
no. Just put it in a bowl. You can put it over rice. You can eat it as is. But I like to just take a tortilla and just kind of grab at it. You know, just grab some meat, some potatoes, and just shovel it.
Guys, I would highly encourage you to try this because it's something. It's just so easy, and it's something that like people are going to be impressed by. It's not your everyday. Oh, I made you deer chili, or I made you this. Like it's something new. It's something exciting.
Yep.
It's a way to introduce people to wild game without it being, especially of the Hispanic variety.
Absolutely.
But it's a way to introduce people to wild game without it being a typical like, oh, I made deer tacos.
And yeah.
I browned it and put McCormick's in it. Like,
yeah. It's not your basic recipe, but I assume it will be a go-to because. I mean, it's just full of flavor and
especially on a nice snowy cold day.
Absolutely. Yep.
So guys, give it a shot. I am incredibly excited. We're going to go ahead and announce what we're about to do.
Yep.
So most of you know, I've talked about it before, but this upcoming week, I'm going to be sharing camp with Chuck Adams and some of the guys from Bear. And so I was like, well, we're only 2 hours from home. We might as well bring Mike in and cook for Chuck. Absolutely. So next month's episode, we're going to be at Liberty Ranch in Pawhuska, and Mike is going to teach you how to make
birria
tacos. We'll do
some birria tacos with the man Chuck,
which is Mike's like specialty.
Yeah,
like
it's kind of what I'm known for.
And it's I've never had his venison birria.
Mm-hmm.
I just love saying Hispanic words.
Yeah,
I've never had Mike's venison birria, but I am very, very excited because it's one of my favorite things Mike has ever made. Mike sucks, like, because people are always like, dude, what's the best steak you've ever had? And I'm like, Mike Castaneda. Like, what's the best tacos you've ever had? I'm like, Mike Castaneda. Like, what's the best burger you've ever had? I'm like, Mike Castaneda. And so it's not like they can't, like.
It's good to have friends.
Yeah. They can't. Like, you know, they're like, oh, I like Wendy's.
And I'm like, yeah, Wendy's is pretty.
Yeah, but you never had the Flying Hawaiian from Mike Castaneda.
That's true. Yeah.
So, guys, stay tuned for next month because we're going to be in camp with Chuck Adams. Again, that'll be the last Friday of next month. That'll air. And we're going to be in camp with Chuck, and he's going to make birria for everybody in camp. It's going to be incredible. I'm incredibly excited about it. But, guys, give this a shot. We're going to put the recipe for the salsa down low so you can make the salsa. And then everything else is really just chop up meat, chop up potatoes, throw in a pan with your salsa.
Tag me in your recipes. I want to see it. At Foodie Mike C. I want to see what you guys are making.
At Foodie Mike C. Tag him whenever you make it. And let's see what you got going for Wild Game this winter.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't need to tell you about the Blazer Vein. You're probably familiar with the Blazer Vein, and you're probably familiar with boning. Boning has been around forever. It's a name you can trust. They sell products you can trust. They have everything that you need to build your own arrows. All of the jigs to fletch your own arrows, all of the veins, all of the wraps, the countless, numerous types of veins and wraps to build any kind of configuration you want. They also have some really cool Fredbear branded products with their Fredbear camo wraps and their Fredbear flannel wraps. Something that's really cool about that Fredbear flannel, that's actually a photo that was taken of one of Fredbear's flannel famous shirts, you know, the red and gray and black that he always wore. That's actually a photo taken of his personal shirt and put on a wrap. It looks really cool, especially on some traditional arrows. But my very favorite configuration, and this is coming from an arrow junkie that's tried out all different kind of veins and all different kind of configurations, I have found that this configuration stabilizes pretty much every arrow. It's whisper quiet. They fly fantastic. The 3-inch Bronco vein in a 4-fletch absolutely flies like a dart, whether you're shooting mechanicals or big fixed. This is going to be a fletching configuration that will work. Again, whisper quiet, long range accuracy. I love this configuration. This is on every single one of my compound arrows. They just work. Guys, I would highly encourage you to check out boning, not just for the Blazer Vein, but for the Heat Vein, for the Broncos, for the X Veins, everything that you need to build your own arrows is right there on Boning's website. They've been around for ages, and I promise you, if you order from them, you're going to get products that you can trust.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. Y'all have a fantastic week. Give this recipe a try. Your family's sure to love it. It's an exciting thing to try. It's something new to try, so give it a shot.